hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two on this Friday, November 30th, 2007, talking about Northern Rock. And if you're just tuning in this hour, I would invite you to go to the archives and listen to the first hour. At any rate, the governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, added to the gloom with a forecast that lenders would face a tough time next year with serious knock-on effects for consumers. Where do they get these sayings from? Knock-on? Effects for consumers. Okay. He told a meeting of the Treasury Select Committee that the financial markets would remain difficult for the next year, dropping a hint that a fresh turmoil in the city might force the bank's Monetary Policy Committee to cut interest rates, King added. The bank will continue to assess how these developments will impact the outlook for inflation. And it is going to do exactly that, folks. We have already told you that inflation in this country right now is running at 12%. By early next year, it'll be at 15%. Okay, so the same thing is happening in England, but they're saying we'll continue to assess how these developments will impact the outlook for inflation. His comments followed figures from Nationwide showing the biggest one-month fall in housing prices in 12 years. A slowdown in the UK housing market is now widely expected. It's already going on. What do you mean expected? I mean, I just cannot believe what they're trying to shove down people's throat to try to make them believe it. They knew about this months and months and months ago. Now, his comments followed figures from Nationwide, as I said, housing prices, biggest one-month fall in 12 years. A slowdown in the UK housing market is now widely expected. And some lenders believe prices will merely stabilize while others are more pessimistic and estimate falls up to 10%. Now, remember the other story I just did? In actuality, housing prices have already fallen 30%. 30%, not 10%. Ministers hope Northern Rock was one problem they could put to one side after the nomination of Branson's bid. But shareholders have proved resistant to the entrepreneur's charms. They have argued at meetings that he needs to pay at least four times more than what he's offering. And again, you know, this is just corporation to corporation dealings here, folks. You know, I mean, you think about this. Branson and his Virgin Empire is going to go in and for 25 cents on a dollar buy something out. And what's Mr. Branson going to do with it? Is he going to print up his own money? Does he have a stash of gold and silver? How is he going to make Northern Rock work if Northern Rock and the Bank of England can't make it work? Oh, that's right. Again, we go back to the taxpayers on the hook over there. Let's go to the phones. Chris, tell you what, we're coming up on a break. I would just say hello, and then we have to go to break. All right, callers, hang on a second. We'll take this break. We'll roll into your calls. Much more information, and I want to go over this deal that's happening in Florida as well, where the government is sticking your retirement money. Well, I'll tell you the move that they did down in Florida, and it's shaking a lot of people right to the core, especially the Florida governor. We'll be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. I'll tell you what, let me take this call first because it is truly a long-distance call. Patrick in England. Hello, Patrick.
John. Good evening, John. I just listened to your very, very thorough analysis of Northern Rock. I don't know how you managed to understudy this, but I'll just add a few points. You can hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine.
I'm on a Skype phone, first thing, saving myself some money. But what happened, going back on this, everything you said is absolutely spot on, and it's a prelude to what will happen in the U.S. Where this all began is in 1990, around then, the government, the Tory government, allowed the banks, Northern Rock was fundamentally a building society which was allowed to become a bank. It was a building society for 100-odd years. And then it was allowed to given a banking license, and that is where the rot set in.
Patrick, let me back you up here let me have a clarification on what did you first call this? A building institution?
You know, the savings and loans. If you're getting a mortgage on a house in Britain, 100% of the time, pre-1990, you borrow the money from a building society,
okay, gotcha,
which took in savings and loaned out money for loans.
Gotcha.
And they were stronger than the Bank of England. They just couldn't go bust on the way they were set up.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were given this permission, which was supposed to be, you know, the global economy and free market forces,
right,
to become banks. And this is where the real rot set in. Then, as you know, from people like you and Bob Chapman educators, this other financial services market came in, and they all piled into that, and then they went into the derivatives and hedge fund trading. But 3 years ago, Northern Rock were lending out 50% more money than they were taking in. And how did they do it? They started flogging the mortgage portfolio to offshore companies, hedge fund traders.
Uh-huh.
And 70% of it, if we can believe, it's probably more now, cannot be put in as assets because they've been flogged off to Granita in Jersey. That's one of them. But they're also, Northern Rock, are the highest risk building society bank, dealing in 90% plus mortgages, 90 and 95% mortgages. And another kicker is this year, 2007-2008, there is 2.5 million general mortgage holders in the UK coming off interest-only mortgages. Right? So, and I'm going to add something which might sound like a tangent. I have to explain to your American listeners, do you know how much we're paying for petrol here in the UK? This is relevant when I excel this. It's £4.70 a gallon. That's $8.61 a gallon. And most families I know in middle-class Hereford here in Western England, it's a toss-up each week whether they put how much petrol they put in the car or how much groceries they're buying. That's the background here.
You know, it's amazing. And Patrick, the two stories that I did, one was from The Guardian, and, yep. and I read the other story, and there was a disparity in even what they're claiming the losses for the home values are.
Oh, yeah. Well, as of this year, property is on the slide. Dated the Bank of England loan, and you're spot on, it's approaching £30 billion now, $60 billion. There is no way they can pay that back. And then Mr. Smart Aleck entrepreneur Richard Branson and his gang show up and say, well, we'll buy this Northern Rock for, I think it was $1.5 billion, and we pay back $11 billion of the loan straight away. Well, he'd be getting £55 billion worth of assets for $1.5 billion if that doesn't trickle away in the next year.
Well, and this is the question I ask, you know, I mean, just and I was being kind when I said, you know, 25 cents on the dollar. Well, it's not,
yes.
It's not even close to that.
Yes, and Alistair Darling, and who is Gordon Brown, who was formerly deputy in the Treasury for 5 years, is kerfuffling over how to sell this bank. Eventually, I think it's going to be sold for £1, and the loan may be paid back over time, but we just don't know. But it's a shocking scenario that all these situations are there. And Mervyn King, who you refer to, he's been sitting there for years watching the situation, and this bank, this Billing Society bank, was speculating with hedge fund traders. And so the directors of this company have vandalized the business. And it was his name, Northern Rock, it was regarded as a rock of respectability until this broke out. But all of the banks have cans of worms to declare. And by virtue, I'll take a breather of this, by virtue a run on the bank has happened, and I'm sure you understand this, if there's any more bad news about Barclays, who have a few more bad news things, they're not certainly as badly off as Northern Rock. Another run on the bank could be triggered here, and that's the end of all confidence in money.
Well, and I think this is their primary concern, not only the banks in England, but here in the United States, because this is exactly what started to transpire in 1929. The stock market was crashing. People were going to the banks trying to get their money out. Their valuables were stolen straight out of their deposit boxes.
Yes.
And the government claimed ownership. I mean, that's private property, that's your property, that's my property, but they claim it's theirs because, you see, we have a national emergency. And the thing that really gripes me about this is they're all whining that, well, you know, we just didn't know. Well, wait a minute. Why don't you know? If your banks that are operating and they're doing this slippery, slidey greed stuff, greed-driven stuff, why is it you don't know?
Well, one of the most barefaced lies, and Bob Chapman has referred to this many times, they stopped issuing the money supply figure, I think it's called M3 or M something, in America, to disguise the fact that they were printing money, giving it to the banks under various guises. That's what caused Nazi Germany to collapse, when people were going around with wheelbarrows full of money.
Right.
So it's a shocking scenario, but well, thank you for doing that analysis of Northern Rock. You've done it very, very well.
Well, and I appreciate appreciate your calling that, Patrick. And what are people on the street saying about these banks right now? Are they on the verge of making a run on the banks?
Not really. They're hoping it isn't as bad as that. They're watching this scenario being played out here, and people are slow to react here. Like, there is this dumbing down effect. I, as people, like amateur researcher and like people who phone into you on the Patriot Movement, and I regard myself as part of the same movement here in the Keep the Pound campaign, where this all started for me in 1999. Mm-hmm. And we've dug up, like, when you start lifting stones, as you know, you find other things even worse.
Right.
But people are on the edge, not panicking yet, but on the edge of apprehension. But the one thing you have is, I don't mean to say this cynically, we have everybody's attention on this now.
Well,
that's for sure.
And what a perfect time in England as well as here in the United States to start exposing the banking practices.
Absolutely. And that's why I say, I know you must be run to the pin of your collar running that station there, but somebody who has some money may sponsor somebody to write up one-page explanations of all this from all those good programs you put out, and especially a financial one. Well, I know we have the Bob Chapman thing, but there's so much information out there, but more short individual pieces that could be syndicated around the media. And then some of these financial journalists, just one last thing, two young journalists have come on the scene here in Britain, and they're fantastic. Neil Spratley in The Guardian, but they give him a tiny space to write, and he spotlighted this 6 months ago, and Sam Fleming in The Mail.
Could you do me a favor, Patrick? Could you send him over an email with our information, see if he'll get on air with us?
Oh, absolutely. I'll do that. Yeah, I have a very good email system now. I disappear from time to time just because economics beat me, but I have a good technical system set up, and I have a publishing deal cut with somebody this week. I'll tell you off air during the week. But I certainly will. I'll ring you, sir, during the week when you have a, I'll ask your other half there when you might have 10 minutes to spare, and I will follow up on that.
Oh, not a problem. Okay, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank
appreciate
you very much.
Appreciate it very much. Chris in East Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, John? Hi, on the other side
of the pond here.
Yeah. Hey, John, what I wanted to talk to you about, did you catch the John McCain, Ron Paul scuffle where John McCain says, well, at Thanksgiving, I was in Iraq eating turkey with the troops. And then his next sentence is he's accusing Ron Paul of being Hitler.
Well, being an isolationist.
I still don't understand that. What was...
Well, and you've got to understand John McCain's mindset. I mean, he is a neocon. I mean, there's no two ways about this. And he's a military guy. He did his time. He was a prisoner in Vietnam and all this other stuff. You know, Ron Paul, I sometimes wonder why he doesn't take full advantage of the situation when it presents itself, because I would have reminded Mr. McCain that this was not a declared war by Congress, just as the Iraq war was not declared, just as the United Nations, they were involved in both Vietnam and the Korean crisis. None of these were wars. They were classified as being police actions. So why is it here in this country now that we can declare war, or a president can, but it's called a war and not a police action when it doesn't have the backing of the Congress?
Well, Ron did say that he has received more contributions from every enlisted military. But what gets me
he said military officers.
Military officers, correct.
Yeah.
I wanted to get this straight because it's a big subject. John needs all the publicity he can right now because he's tanking into points. But let's face it. I mean, the first $87 billion with the other $87 billion, that's not money that we have here in the United States. That's money that China has put into our economy, which we already don't have,
right.
You know, and it's just throwing money after money. You know, people said our bridges are falling apart, our infrastructure, our school programs we don't have. And then the next thing they're going to say is, well, we need to cut Social Security because our government's gone broke.
Mm-hmm. And in the very same debate, I saw this. I forget whether it was Giuliani or Mitt Romney saying that I have a plan to save Social Security. Well, Ron Paul is saying, well, look, nobody's going to be cut out of this thing because there are people that are dependent, and I wish he would expound on this dependency that people have become dependent on the government. That's not the way the system is supposed to be. We're not. We shouldn't be dependent on anything, especially this government. But I would have surely have taken the opportunity to remind him, and he started to talk about Social Security, but if you notice the minutes of time that he actually had to speak and how long it took them to get around to him.
Cut short.
Well, and not only cut short, but the questions that went over to him. Hey, do me a favor, Chris. Hang on the line a second. Richard, Lance, and others will get to your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue this right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Chris, one thing I noticed about Ron Paul, given enough time where he can relax, he's always feeling pressured to get out information. I can see the way his mind works. He's got so much that he wants to say, and he knows he doesn't have much time to say it in. And he comes across as being a little bit too anxious. I watched John McCain during those debates. This guy was relaxed. It looked like he was on doggy downers or something.
Well, the thing that McCain doesn't understand is that this war right now is poison. I could talk to 10 people and 8 of them say we were involved in Iraq because Saddam Hussein threatened George Bush's dad. And when Ron Paul made a simple explanation by saying this war is like bad medicine to your body, mm-hmm. when they were given to you in a counter react, you need to stop. And by thinking that we're going to make this war go on longer by having a win is not the case. They're politically infighting. We need to stabilize the oil. Where's the oil? That's what I want to know. I mean, Bob Chapman says the United States economy is based on oil. Where's our oil? You know, mm-hmm. that's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. It's been there long enough. It's gone on longer than World War II. We've had all the great thinking minds, but no back. I'll tell you what, though, John, real quickly. The Senate, this next election in 2008, I believe has 23 or 28 Republican senators, and they're all going to lose. The people have had it with the Republicans. George Bush has killed the Republican Party. in his second term.
Well, and it's just not George Bush. I mean, let's be clear about this. The faith in both sides of the aisle over the years have been eroding. It's just that the Democrats' hook is that, oh, yes, we feel your pain kind of scenario. I'm surprised Hillary Clinton hasn't used that yet. But these are the people that are against the Republicans and the big spending and the big government and this, that, and the other. And after all, didn't Bill Clinton, when he left office, didn't he have a balanced budget and blah, 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 blah. So it's a natural inclination for people that don't know that they're caught in that little political game, that little spider web, that there is actually a solution outside of running to a Democrat or a Republican. And for the life of me, I don't know. If I were Ron Paul right now, I would take a cue from John McCain, which was standing right next to him. You get up there with the Cheshire grin on your face, and you project that you've got the answers, and that people want to ask you what's on your mind. They're going to want to beg you for more time for further explanation on your positions. Because right now, he's being pressured, and he knows his time is very, very limited in these debates, and he's not doing a really good job in responding. Now, if you take a look at Giuliani or Mitt Romney, these guys, and even Brownback, I mean, Brownback has a pretty good sense of humor. Ron Paul never cracks any jokes. I mean, if he does, you know, they're halfway funny. But I don't know who's advising him on this campaign. But if I were Ron Paul, I would walk with a confidence and a small smile on my face as if to let people know, I know what's going on. You need to start asking me more questions so I can explain my positions more clearly. Because so far, the people that know Ron Paul have dug into his background. They know who the guy is. But the majority of the people out there don't know who Ron Paul is. And he's not coming across like a Giuliani. He's not coming across like a Mitt Romney.
That sums it up well. But if you look at history in the last month, Chavez has given $100 million to rebuild Cuba with oil funds. You have Belize that's on an economy, doesn't have to worry about fuel on sugarcane. And here's the United States choking and choking again. I think you're right, though, John. In a limited 30-second bite, if you haven't known about Ron Paul, he does seem kind of cold. But I think that'll come around when he wins the first primary, when his blimp starts to fly in Boston, which they've just accomplished the $350,000 gold, and RBN and other radio stations that have been backing him since the first day. When you've got all the major media out there rigging our polls and not even saying he's won one, we're still fighting, John. That was an excellent summing it up there, John. Pleasure talking to you again, John.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your call, Chris. I forget the name of these people that go in there and prep these politicians, you know, how to tie their ties and how they comb their hair and whatever else. But as far as, you know, it's not a given, and unfortunately, this is a statement, it's not a given that somebody that is telling the truth will be heard. It is, people have been conditioned by Madison Avenue. They've been conditioned in the society that you pick the shiniest and the gleamiest and the newest and the best and all this other stuff. That is part of what Ron Paul is working against. But hopefully, Chris, we're right here that the more time that he has to explain his positions, the better off this man's going to be. And I'm not saying, but please, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying to you, folks. I'm not saying that Ron Paul is screwing up, because he's not. No representative in this country can ever go wrong by telling the truth. The problem is that he's combating all the lies that are deeply entrenched in people's minds out there, and he's countering that, as well as countering opposition. And he's getting from Democrats, he's getting it from the media, he's getting it from the Republicans, he's getting it from the vested interest in this country. He is fighting one monumental battle. And I'm just merely suggesting that whoever is coaching him, that they just tell the guy to relax, walk with a quiet confidence. You know, I know this to be true, folks, and I've done this over and over and over again. You will never see me panicked talking to somebody in public. You will never see me panicked because I know stuff that they don't know. I walk with that quiet confidence, and Ron Paul has got a veritable magazine. He's got an ammo dump of truth and information that needs to be put out. And he's just got to find a more effective way to do it until such time he is allotted the time to speak and to clarify his positions and to know what Ron Paul's really about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We've got to give a couple of seconds here to one of RBN's sponsors, Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to call right now. Now, what this is about, Texas and New York listeners, you can save up to 20% on your electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. There's no service fees, anything else on this deal. And what you end up doing is you earn rewards while you save money. With the way the economy is going, every little bit is going to help. Folks, how many people have you had showing up on your door lately telling you they can reduce your electricity cost by 20%? This is a real deal. This is a sponsor to this network. They're trying to save you money. Imagine as the money draws tighter and tighter, you're going to be pinching pennies every which way you can. So why would you turn down a 20% reduction on your electricity cost? And there is no hassle involved here. Okay, the only thing that you have to do, you want more information on this, go to www.energy-swap.com or simply call them at 888 888-
238-6397 to start saving right away. Okay? I was waiting for the heat or eat stories to come out this winter, and I just saw my first one on CNN, a 72-year-old postal worker, retired postal worker, a black woman, is having a problem paying her home heating bills. She has a an oil-fired furnace. I'm giving myself away here. I'm going back a few years. I can actually remember coal-fired furnaces and stoking them puppies. I actually used to install furnaces with my dad, and guess who got to swing the 16-pound sledge to bust up these cast-iron behemoths in people's basements in Pennsylvania? You got it. At any rate, the stories are finally starting to come out. We warned people about the energy cost. I've talked about this extensively on this broadcast. Again, it's, oh, well, it's peak oil or a peak energy usage time, and every year they go through this thing, as if to say that, oh, there may not be a winter next year, so, you know, the law of supply and demand isn't going to work. Now, they're limiting the supply so they can jack up the cost. And on top of that, oil is so expensive right now, we've warned people that this is going to happen. So, you people out there, you know, I may not be able to do anything for you if you've got a gas furnace or an oil-fired furnace, but I can sure help you in reducing your energy cost for the rest of your usage through electricity. All you have to do is call them at 888-238-6397 or go to energy-swap.com. All right. Let's go back to the phony calls here. I'm sorry. And where is my screen? My screen disappeared. There we go. No, that's not the screen either. Where is my caller screen? At any rate, who's up next? Okay, Richard in Arizona. Hello, Richard. Richard, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
Okay. You were talking about the Rock Bank?
Yes.
Okay, I have a friend that lives next to me, close to me, and his brother works for a large company who deals with financing with Citigroup.
Mm-hmm.
And what he told his brother, my friend, he called him last week and told him that he was flying to England this coming week, and he is part of, as he put it, the panic control team.
Panic control team?
Mm-hmm. And he said, he told his brother, who lives next around me, he said, if you have any money in the bank, and you know anyone that you care about that has money in the bank, you tell them to get it out, because there will be up to as many as 200 banks that will fail.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we knew it was coming. We just didn't have an indication as to when. So they're prepping for this right now.
Oh, yeah. He's probably back from England now. But he said, I'm part of the panic control team. And he believes in it so much and believes in what's coming that he lives in Oregon. And his brother told me that he told him that he's fully self-contained, food, water, everything. He didn't believe it at first, but as he worked more and more into the years and found out what was going on, he told his brother that he can't believe what they're doing.
Well, and you know, and this is what I said earlier, Richard. You know, on one hand, I mean, it's nice to know, and to know that what you've been telling people for years and years and years that you are absolutely correct about. I don't take any pleasure in that. I don't take a particular pride in that. But, you know, to some people, you know, this just seems so far-fetched, so out of the ordinary. How could the government allow this to happen? Or how they want to assign blame. They want to point blame. And I don't know, Richard, how you adequately explain to people that ultimately the responsibility rests with us because we're being victimized by this. And a lot of people say, that, well, I didn't have anything to do with setting up the bank system. I didn't have anything to do with setting up the credit system. Well, that's true. I didn't have a hand in it, and you didn't have a hand in it. But we are victims of this, and it's up to us to change our circumstance. We've gone to sleep for too long. We've allowed mid-level managers, little bureaucrats, to run our lives. And we've basically taken our hands off the control of our own ship. We've been wandering aimlessly here, and then we want to complain when things go south. Now, I know I don't want to put the burden on everybody out there to make you believe that this is your fault, But we're all in this boat together. This is our country here. This is our government. They're the ones that crawled into bed with the private corporation that is wreaking absolute havoc on this country right now.
Well, two things. The first thing is, I just from what he was telling his brother, my friend, I don't think he believes it's really going to end very well. Just from his attitude and just from the way he's getting ready, and the bank is limiting anyone who wants to make buy gold or silver or anything and pay for it out of their bank account. They're limiting to $10,000 at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's, you know, from just the sounds of what he's saying, he doesn't believe it's going to be very, very nice, and it's not going to be very pleasant. And I just don't understand it. But the other thing is,
let me
the
make
more
a,
people I talk to,
yeah,
they just, I really don't hold much hope for people in this country, John, until it collapses.
Well, and Richard, you may be correct, because until it starts to affect people, and we've all heard the bad news, we know energy prices are going through the roof, we know food prices are going through the roof, we know the economy's turning south, the job opportunities are way down, we know that 80% of the manufacturing's been shipped out of country here, and that affects the middle class. We know all of these things, but it's just a series of bad reports that in its culmination isn't exactly ripping that person out of their lazy boy chair in front of their TV.
No, it certainly is not.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Not until it gets to, I've talked, you know, my grandparents and everybody, my parents who lived through the Depression, it didn't really hit people until, my father would say that it was so bad during the Depression that if you wanted a job, you would stand in line and men were digging ditches, and when they dropped over and couldn't dig anymore, that's when you got your job.
Yeah.
And until that time comes, I don't think people are going to really understand the scope of what's been done.
You know, and as I said earlier, Richard, it gives me no pleasure to be vindicated with what I've been talking about for going on 14 years, that I'm vindicated, that I wasn't some conspiracy kook, you know, or anything. That brings me no pleasure at all. What brings me pleasure is waking up people to their circumstance.
Right.
And then after that, then we decide what we need to do. And I'll say this again, never forget, there's a maximum law, folks. Possession is 99% of the law, or nine-tenths of the law, rather. Sorry. Yeah. Remember that. And I've had people tell me, well, you know, the government's going to confiscate my gold. I said, really? They're going to confiscate your guns? They're going to confiscate your bank accounts? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to hand over? And that puts it in a totally different perspective for people, because there is going to be underground economies and markets in this country when it collapses. There are going to be people, believe it or not, are going to take species of gold in payment. That's why a lot of people out there buy the smaller denominations of gold rather than the ounce rounds. They've got silver out there. They've got the old junk silver coins. I've got a ton of that stuff. Tell me that stuff is not going to spend. It is going to spend quite nicely.
Well, I already know people that are around me where I live, which is a rural northeastern county in Arizona, who already do. They barter. You can't trace it. So if they want something that another person has, they barter for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be a growing popularity.
Yeah. Well, and as I've said before, folks, if you want to be the cool guy on the block, stock a lot of cigarettes and some cheap alcohol. You're going to have a lot of friends.
Yeah, that's true. Good talking to you, Jim.
Hey, Richard, one point of clarification here. The 200 banks, is that UK and U.S. included?
He didn't say. He just said up to, and I think he means worldwide.
Okay. All right.
And he didn't specify, but he said up to, it could be, he expects up to 200 banks that could possibly fail throughout the world.
All right. All right, Richard, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Well, that was abrupt. Lance in Dallas. Hello, Lance.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Just a point of clarification again. The amount of money that our banks are lending is 0.5% In other words, for every nickel they get, they can lend a dollar. Or for every $5 they get, they can lend $100.
It's about a 10-to-1 ratio.
As I read it, it was more than that. But anyways, what I wish you'd tell Bob Chapman and the Englishman that calls every Tuesday is the absurdity that the fact that the football club Chelsea has Northern Rock as their main subscriber to their football club on their jerseys. Literally, it's written on their jerseys, Northern Rock. Every time I see Chelsea play, and it just it digs me to no end.
I'll have to remind him of that.
And I wish you would, because it's patently absurd. Because
yeah.
Chelsea is the city of London.
Yeah.
I mean, Chelsea's right there in the middle of the city of London. They're the principal players in all this. They're the ones who caused the problem. And there it is written right across the jerseys of their favorite football club, Northern Rock.
All right. Well, Lance, I appreciate that, and I'll bring it up to him. All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. One thing here, folks. When Patrick from the UK called in, and I made the statement, what a perfect time to let people know about the bank fraud that's been going on for many, many years, just not what you're seeing today. But this is the culmination of the fraud. What a perfect time it is to let people see the DVD, Freedom to Fascism. What a perfect time. I can think of no other time in this country's history that people are going to be shocked. I just gave this to a neighbor of mine. He's an ex-cop. Very, very nice man. And I knocked on his door night before last. And I just simply ask him, I mean, we talk. I mean, we go out there mowing our lawns, and we chit-chat across the street from each other. But we've never really had a face-to-face conversation. Well, I showed up at his door the other night, and I first thing out of my mouth was, hi, neighbor. And I looked at him, and I said, do you have a strong stomach? He said, yeah, I'd like to think that I do. I said, good. I said, I want you to watch this. And I gave him a copy of Freedom to Fascism. And I says, what it's going to do, I said, it's going to rock your world here. There's going to be a lot of emotions that are going to play through your head. I said, but all of what you're going to see on this DVD is 100% true and factual. And he looked at me, and he thanked me. And I have not talked to him. It's been 2 days now. I've not talked to him, but I can't wait to have a conversation. Because he was a talk show junkie. He just likes to listen to talk shows. I said, well, what do you listen to? Well, he named off a few people in Austin. He's been on KLBJ, I think, for years and years and years and years. Jeff Ward. I remember calling into Jeff Ward's program, about 8 years ago, and I was stuck in Austin traffic, and I'm going up and down the dial. And this was before any of the low powers are out there or any other information was available. And I remember calling into Jeff Ward's program. He never interviews anybody, and on this particular day he did. But he took the opportunity after the guy was off the air just to slice and dice this guy to death rather than taking him head on the program. Well, this just got me because his entire program is about topical news and, you know, he puts out very little solid information. So I waited and then I called in and I said to Jeff, I said, what's the point of your program? And for 10 minutes we danced around that issue. He says, well, finally got around to the mere fact that you're calling. I said, I'm calling because I'm stuck in Austin traffic on a Friday afternoon. And I said, I'm hearing this tripe, and I'm thinking to myself, 3 hours a day to a public out there that desperately needs good information, and what are you doing with it? You're wasting it. Well, I lit this guy's fuse. I can tell you I've never been invited to any of his parties, to any of his barbecues or any of his events. But, I mean, my neighbor said, yeah, I listen to Jeff Ward, and I said, oh, man. So I gave him one of my cards. I said, you got a computer? He goes, yeah. I said, here's the card. And he didn't even know that I did radio. And I said, well, I'm a talk show host. Oh, really? He says, well, that's up my alley. I said, again,
I said, be prepared. I said, we're going to rock your world. Let's go to the phones. Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
Hello there, John. First, I wanted to say thank you for announcing our Truth Seekers meeting tonight.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Heading there now. I'm
all
stuck
right.
in Austin traffic.
Not listening to Jeff Ward.
No, Jeff who?
That's right.
You know, the thing on the economy is that we are... we haven't had any money for years, and all we have to do is change the IOU nothings for IOU somethings, just with script or with little pieces of contract between individuals in a semi-barter system and or whatever you want to call it. And there's some towns have some extensive barter systems, and we're investigating that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing a show on preparedness, and I don't know how we're going to do that, but it's something that's really needed. And I think we're going to have a Merry Christmas, but then watch out after that.
I don't know how merry your Christmas is going to do, because things are tight. They're tight with you. They're tight with us. Things are getting tighter all over.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, Chris...
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, to me...
But I think we're going to hold it together until then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, John.
All right.
And,
appreciate it, Randall. Thank you. And I'll once again, coming out of the break, I'll announce the Truth Seekers meeting right after this.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, you hear the ads on this network? Well, there was one just by Focus Factor. They're willing to give you a free product, not a cheap product, but a product for you to try free of charge. Why are you not calling these people? We got people that are giving away free product on this network the whole time. Now, it's not multi-level. It's not a snare or a game to get you entrapped into something you don't want to get trapped into. There's no strings attached on these deals. Focus Factor, the only thing you got to do is to try their product out. That's all that they want you to do, is try your product out free of charge. 800-518-3796. Folks, advertisers don't stick around if they don't hear from the listening public out there. So just trying to tell you. Remember I told you the three-link chain here? You got the broadcasting network, you've got the advertisers, you've got the audience. Remove one of those three, you don't have a radio network. Well, obviously, if you remove the radio network, well, then there's nothing for advertisers to advertise on, and there's nobody out there to listen to it because the network isn't there. You take the advertisers out, the network isn't possible, and the listeners don't get to hear anything because, well, the network's not there. So, folks, we're asking for your help and cooperation here. This is like any other enterprise out there that we need to take on advertisers to pay the bills. And if they're not getting support from them, not even getting the phone calls or taking advantage of free product out there, they're not going to stick around. And therefore, we won't stick around. And you're going to be left in a lurch out there. And as the economy draws down, well, you're going to see some radio changes out there in radio land. I can guarantee you that. I don't make many guarantees on this program, but I am saying to you that if you do not support the people that are supporting us to make this all possible, it ain't going to be around. So the choice is yours. Back to the phones here. Chris in Memphis, Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Hi, John. This is my first time being able to call your show.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to thank you for all the information and the education you've been helping me to provide my family and my friends. And I was listening to you and Bishop earlier talking about Ms. Clinton.
Yes.
And I'm watching this whole scenario play out. I've been following it all day. And it's so funny because you said the same thing I thought when Teresa and I and my fiance looked at each other. I said, okay, this is another Hillary COINTELPRO. Here she goes, what she's got set up now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it. And then the guy comes out. They finally get everything accomplished. No one gets hurt. The guy comes out, shirt and tie. He calls CNN twice. And on the last call, he says, oh, I have emotional problems, and I need my medicine. Okay, here we are looking at national health care. So this is an issue about national health care. Here we go. Here's the scam.
Yeah.
And you put it together. You put it together so clearly. And I'm sitting here thinking this the whole time. This is another Hillary plant.
Yeah, it
plain and simple.
It very well could be. The Clintons, I put nothing past Hillary and Bill Clinton. I mean nothing.
Neither do I. But I just wanted to thank you, John. I wanted to let you know that my fiance and I, we support some of the products that you have on the show that are advertised. And without RBN, without people like you, Robbie Noel, Michael Herzog, you know, all the others, I would not be as educated as I am now. So I wanted to thank you, and I bless you and your family. God bless all of you.
Well, Chris, do me a favor. Call us up Monday. We'll send you out some free bumper stickers. Help spread the word so we can get this thing on a fast track. And
I'm doing that as we speak.
All righty, sir. Hey, Chris, thank you much.
Thank you, John.
Okay, sir. By the way, folks, I mentioned about Freedom to Fascism. Copies of that DVD are available for $1.25 apiece, and what better time? This couldn't be better if it was scripted out. Give a copy of the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, to people. You want to affect them for the rest of their lives? Give us a call, 800-724-2719. There are only $1.25 per copy. We request minimum 10 copy orders. 800-724-2719. We'll see you Monday.